You're gonna have to yell. Call 848.
This is the show. If you've heard us before, then you've heard this show before. Sometimes the tapes are pirated.
Dallas on Tuesday nights from 9 to 12.
Other times the shows that is as the Berkeley blows up out here. Giant piles of gasoline go off.
It's a guess.
Big monsters run around. Big spaceship.
On the plungers.
Up there goes old Hinks building. Oh, there goes the BART station.
There goes Hinks.
Oh, down inside the BART station now. Lots of people are trying to get BART cars, and they're rushing around.
They're going crazy.
Look, this guy's... Nuns have gone crazy, and there are people who have forgotten their registrations and their licenses, and they're going nuts.
Oh, the humanity.
The people who need change badly, and...
I don't have any change, I'm sorry.
The helicopters, including the show staff, are now flying over to the show station. The KPFA guards are outside.
Let's check that random caller again on our interspatial module.
That's a good thing. You can
Dr. Hal and Dr. DeBoca are now viewing the callers up close, as it were.
With that device.
This is the Puzzle Evidence Show. We're desperately trying to put together the fragments of what happened now.
It seems a fragmentation grenade was hurled into the president's
helicopter. If we can find the keys to the helicopter, we'll probably be in better shape.
You didn't see the rescue mission in Santa Cruz yesterday.
No, I didn't.
You absolutely missed that, or the day before yesterday.
No, was that an exciting paramilitary operation?
It was very interesting. If you've never seen the fifth fight in the Zodiac,
it's the old weapon
Zodiac.
Oh, really?
And
what happened to the record about Tomorrowland, though?
Oh, it makes me laugh, too. You know, here in the war room, I just...
Subgenius, a church of the subgenius. It's all about a subgenius. It could be a subgenius or not a subgenius, but it is a subgenius. It's about a subgenius. Come on, come on, come on. Let's have a good time together. He's all I need. Yes.
And if the very, door of the day of the wrath of God is at hand, and that if you plan to get saved, you'd better do it now.
The Temple Lodge of the Church of the Subgenius of Little Rock, and before we begin this sacred spouting, I think that we should all bow our heads and let's all have a minute of noise.
That God has given us charge, and we're going to take charge of that helm right now. I send right now power, the very glory of God, into that home. I move back the foul spirits of opposition, the lying spirits, the binding spirits. I speak authority.
Don't ask any questions. Just do as I say. All right?
And we would like to testify to the power of God's, what it has done for us ever since we joined your church.
Suggested from the church audiences only.
The Lady Flowers of Bob was the fastest growing cult during
the Feed on the power of Bob!
Their profits have made Bob.
Hello, Bob. A great change has come over me.
I want a life for Bob.
Kill me, Bob.
Driving the car that Bob sold me!
Bob sold it, I bought it, that settles it.
Because I'm a sub-genius.
No.
All of Bob's love.
Some for the glories of this world, and some sigh for the prophet's promised life to come. Ah, take the cash and let the credit go, nor heed the rumble of a distant drum. Look to the blowing rose about us. Lo, laughing, she says, into this world I blow. At once the silken tassel of my purse tear and its treasure on the garden throw. And those who husbanded the golden grain, and those who flung it to the air like rain, alike to no such aureate earth are turned, as buried once we want dug up again. The worldly hope we set our hearts upon turn ashes, or they prosper, and anon, like snow upon the desert's dusty face, lighting a little hour or two, is gone. Think in this battered caravanserai, whose portals are alternate night and day, how sultan after sultan with his pomp lived his anointed hour and went his way. They say the lion and the lizard keep the courts where Jamshid partied and drank deep. And Bahram, that great hunter, the wild ass stamps over his head, but cannot break his sleep. I sometimes think there never blows so red the rose as where some buried Caesar bled, that every hyacinth the garden wears dropped in her lap from some once lovely head. And this reviving herb, whose tender green fledges the river lip on which we lean, oh, lean upon it lightly, for who knows from what once lovely head it springs unseen. Ah, make the most of what we yet may spend before we too into the dust descend. Dust unto dust, and under dust to lie. Sans wine, sans song, sans singer, and sans end. Alike to those for whom today prepare, and those whom after some tomorrow stare. The muezzin from the tower of darkness cries, "Fools, your reward is neither here nor there." Why all the saints and sages who discussed of the two worlds so wisely, they are thrust like foolish prophets forth. Their words to scorn are scattered, and their mouths are stopped with dust. Thank you.
P.O. Box 140306.
Once they join up, we're able to get them off to one of our subgenius retreats, change their diet, start feeding them propaganda, repeating the same thing over and over again until they forget who they are and start responding only to our dogma.
Mockery of everything that's decent and wholesome. And I challenge you to point out national talk shows that do not belittle sexual fidelity, purity, that they do not belittle the marriage union and the family lifestyle, that they don't literally flaunt
lifestyles of the richly famous, the itchy Ramos.
Show that doesn't make light of God.
The Subgenius Foundation.
Subgenius Beach Party.
And Dr. Philo Drummond.
When they write their first check to the Subgenius Foundation, that's when
the checks and balances, that's how we refer to it.
And that kind of thing.
My love's my friend, and he's leading me somewhere. Where are you leading us, Bob? Is he?
And where is Bob leading them?
Right now, it acts like it's going to make me rich.
My love's my friend, and he's leading me somewhere.
Kelly Lane, Channel 4 News, Dallas.
As the song says, different strokes for different folks.
Doug's been standing out in the sun too long.
Doug Smith says we're different.
Doug's right, Virgil. We are different, thanks to Jesus, the Genetic Engineering Corporation of American States.
Mommy, too?
Yep, the whole family.
Is everybody like us?
No, son, but we're working on it. Round the clock.
The only cult they want.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. This is Dr. Hal, and we're going to go right on until 1 a.m. Actually, we may shut down a little earlier than that because we have to pack everything up so we can walk over to the tattoo parlor and draw with the comely cartoonists over there. That's my next plan, and well, we hope you understand it. I will play music while I clean the studio, as is my inevitable wont. But in this case, I will.
Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone.
You've seen us answering the Batphone on TV. It's a special hotline Commissioner Gordon uses to contact us whenever there's trouble.
There are 7 digits in the Batphone secret number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile, where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television set.
To visit us and win the color TV, just guess the secret Batphone number.
Here's clue number one. The numbers 9, 3, and 0 are in the Batphone secret number, though not necessarily in that order.
Send your guess on postcard only, please, to Batman, Box 38, 130, Hollywood. That address is Box 38, 130, Hollywood.
Watch for Robin and me on Channel 7 Wednesday and Thursday nights. And keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone Secret Number Contest.
Take a few minutes to repeat a message that seems frequently lost in the hustle and bustle of our daily activity.
We're hoping to make a lot of money real fast.
And if we can wake up 10 more people out there in the listening audience tonight, we will have achieved our goal for the evening.
What is the church's priorities?
Oh, God.
What's important to you guys?
Mainly the quest for slack.
Slack.
The casting out of false prophets.
And controlling time. Those are our three main goals, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Slack.
Slack. It's something we all need. And I know that lots of people out there listening right now are feeling a terrible shortage of slang.
Ivan Stang, the Stang of Stangs, right, master of the Stang harangues, gangster of the gang of gangs.
Filled with a bunch of
where Gimme Bob and Peakness dwells, false prophets from their citadels, he topples down to nether hells.
What I like about the Word of God, there's nothing fakey about this thing, man. You talk about telling it like it is. It hangs the dirty wash right out the front bay window for everybody to see.
That's right. I've got bad posture.
We want, when 1998 comes, we want subgeniuses to be in positions of power so that this alien technology is not abused.
And Bob tells us what we need to know to get into that position.
Oh, yes, and he ain't got superpowers. He ain't from another planet.
Superpowers.
Something that we have to bow down and kiss to. You can pull Bob's leg, and Bob will chuckle right along with you, because Bob's been a fool just like you or me. He's been a pathetic fool, and I tell you, friends, J.R. Bob Dobbs will be a fool again. He's a fool today. He's a fool tomorrow. He's the same Bob. The same Bob. He's always the same Bob, and he's working for you and me.
What kind of evidence could old Cliff Barnes possibly have had to connect me with that counter-revolution?
J.R., he has plenty.
Oh, come on now, Bobby. This is the real world. It's not a 1940s movie. Coming in, I did benefit from it, of course. But so did a whole bunch of old Dallas boys.
No, wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute. I love that area, and I...
Okay, just keep driving slow. Just keep driving slow, but don't...
Super cool.
Yeah, just keep cool. Keep cool.
Keep super cool.
All we can do is hope he doesn't start shooting. Oh, no! He's shooting! He's busting out the back window! Oh, look out!
Prosciutto.
Stay down! Damn! Shelf, look out! Stay down, Philo!
Look out!
Oh, Bob and the Fighting Jesus, we're talking to you now. And we can feel you coming through in the spirit, and we know there's a lot of, members and people with genetic...
Don't lay up treasures on Earth, which you can't take to heaven.
They need to feel the power of you, and they got... Some of them got tumors, some of them got cancers, and some of them got things in their brain that won't go out, and some of them see little bitty men everywhere that don't think are real, but we know they're real, and we want you to make them feel right with all of this.
You can't get to heaven on roller skates, you'll roll right by them birdie gates. I ain't gonna be my Lord no more. I ain't gonna greet my Lord no more. I ain't gonna greet my Lord no more. I ain't gonna greet my Lord no more.
I think that the commonality of the problems and the concerns of people all over the world should make us brothers and sisters and not adversaries.
And if you believe that, you'll buy this one.
Oh, we're dead serious. This is all too real, George.
We advocate peaceful solutions
we're serious.
To world problems.
We're dead serious.
Tries to duplicate that.
I've done my ear off to spy my face.
Did you grow wiser from the experience?
We do not require proof of subgeniusness at all.
Proof of subgeniusness.
The situation is...
It's horrid. It's worse than anything you can imagine.
International festival for those who have gone too far. The lowest, the band serenades the fools as they dance on the empty glass sea of mixture.
Well, you could all dance around out there. I'm going to go inside and watch the giant behemoth. At least I'll be sitting down. And you know, it's a pretty interesting movie. It kind of grows on you.
Here comes...
Now, I know the giant behemoth seems like a redundant title, and it is. It's not the original title of the movie. The British title was Behemoth the Sea Monster. But, of course, everything has to be emphasized how big it is. Anyone ever hear of a small behemoth? I mean...
They're an hour and a half late in that movie.
Yes, this is me talking, the world's oldest child, or the world's...
Not again.
The toughest of the
now,
softies.
Now, bad things are happening. Big old scary bats.
Yes, bad things. The giant flying bat. Never got to see it. Had to wait for years to see it. I just wanted to see the giant flying bat. Why is that such a deal breaker?
Here they are. Strange mistakes of Mother Nature. One look at them.
I was told it was misleading.
And a thousand words of mine.
Oh, yeah. I was here on the last tape. This is where the little people come out and take your wallet. Oh, well. I didn't have much of my wallet that year anyway, but I tried. My family knows I tried. They imported all of the
signs
of the nation. And you know what happened? The bottom fell out on them. Yep. It was coming across the Great Divide, and the bottom fell right out of them. It was like Death Valley in 81. Clogged up and choked up. They like to just stay in a burned out motel.
As I see it, some of these work and some of them don't at all.
Well, it was quite over armpit. Yeah, that was that place.
The armpit of California.
Again, but this time, because they had that previous experience, they were able to use their survival guide in such a way to
climb Mount Tamalcompius.
See here in this slide.
To ascend unto the heights of heaven.
The entire party intact, except for the dog who was eaten 3 days out.
It looks like a big old dog over there.
And do you know what happened?
Oh.
And do you know what happened?
What?
The relating of spiritual declension is never a pretty sight or a pretty picture.
Because as foolish as Bob gets, it's the wisdom of the ages. It's the foolishness
the wisdom of the ages
that has kept man from being satisfied with his lot in life.
Like a Snickers candy bar.
That stupidity which has caused man to build his great monuments. His
Snickers satisfies, they say.
His nuclear
I prefer
reactors.
The Milky Way.
It is that which has given man his urge to master the entire earth.
Keep it
no
clean.
No matter how nice it was before. It is this mighty,
blankety
sacred
blank and God
of
blank
urge of that's in Bob and in all of us that makes us want to smite our brothers. And
I'll show you how to deal
that,
with this.
Where would us subgeniuses be? We'd be like everybody else. We'd be no different. We'd have nothing to gripe about. And without the mighty gripe power and the mighty hate, the hate for the normal that we can feed, the hate that can make us go out and earn something for nothing, the hate that will make us
the heights of heaven
overcome every last conspiracy attempt to hold us down.
You shall
in the long run. We may stay poor and broke, we may stay neurotic, or whatever we started out as, or whatever we may fall into, but by God, we've got Bob and they ain't, and for that, we can hate them! Hate them!
This is what some would call the shadow side of the church. Yes, there are those who are the stereotypical mindless fanatics associated with religion by those who dislike it the most. And the Church of the Subgenius has more than its share of these. At a recent Subgenius revival in Harlingen, Texas, an unfortunate incident occurred. It seems that some forgot the purpose of it all was simply social conviviality and amusement. Why must people take things so seriously?
I will help you actualize your destiny as a subgenius and an American.
Did you want to talk to me?
This is no gag. This is real. And as you'll find, it's all too real.
Which reel of this vintage color?
No. Oh. Oh, sorry, you gotta say something.
Oh, my genius.
Well, all right. Here's another one.
Papa Goofgo on not the so logo.
I'm not Papa Goofgo.
Oh, hello, here you're we on go. The air.
I know.
Yellow.
How does it feel?
To be on your own.
To be one of the beautiful people.
All right.
Well, what was your short question, please?
Gosh, I had one.
You gotta think a little bit faster than that, boy. Darn my socks. Yeah,
you might ask the riddle of the Sphinx.
When the show really does come on.
Yeah.
It's
on
now.
It really does start, right?
It will start soon.
Well, yes.
It's going to get going. Just hang around. You'll see.
We might be. We've got Janer here, after all.
Oh, my gosh. This is some sort of... this must have gotten through the security...
evil to good to from one to the other, from light to darkness, from alpha
fallen cherub,
from profane
to be weak is miserable.
And that reminds me, we should
doing or suffering,
because he's doing some
but of this be sure, to do aught good will never be our task, but ever to do ill our soul delights, as being the contrary to his high will, whom we resist.
Because a cosmic storm.
Everything we
light
say.
If then his providence out of our evil seeks to bring forth good, our labor must be to pervert that end, and out of good still find means of evil, which oft times may succeed. So as perhaps shall grieve him if I fail not, and disturb his inmost counsels from their destined ends.
Cause the destruction of most major life forms on the planet.
But new life begins.
But you know, they're those underground life forms that outnumber and outweigh all the life forms that live on the surface. The subterraneans, yes, only recently discovered. Now science acknowledges their existence.
But they've been told about legends for centuries.
And if they can exist without the sun, the source of the energy of life on the outside of the Earth's rind, then surely upon other planets, similar creatures can and must exist. Put out that fire!
When the sun knows, maybe we should go to the underworld.
The planet will still be baked and parboiled.
The show is ours.
They can't
again.
Even hear us on their EVA.
There will be no protection under the earth.
Not unless they're listening on their cellulite phone. Hey, I should have made an order myself.
Six.
They could have brought me a double blue perfect coffee special.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Well, I have a question.
Hello.
What was your short question, please?
Well, you know the weatherman, right?
Yep.
You don't need one of those to tell which way the wind blows.
That was based on him.
Yep. You're one of the first people to figure that one out, actually.
Musical moment in it where they riff on Powerhouse. You know, the Raymond Scott.
It's good. That was owned by Warner Brothers, and they still be. He sold all his tunes to Warner and became rich. That's why they always used them.
So then,
see the giant radioactive bat mat. See the giant flying bat. Mickey 17, I haven't even seen it once. I want to see that one. I'm a fan of Bong Joon-ho's films.
There's been a lot of
Cigar Box. Oh, that's not for me.
Reruns at the Alamo and the Roxy recently because of his death 2 months ago. David Lynch. And so Wild at Heart played, and I saw that.
That would be a good
this week.
Retrospective. I liked Wild at Heart a lot.
Wild at Heart, a lot of people showed up for.
A lot of people showed up.
Very few, very tiny crowd for the Firewalk with Me.
She was standing there, and you could see right through her like a ghost.
A reflection of popular taste.
I was covering for the Bobby Briggs show.
Bobby Briggs. Why I would have.
But, oh, man, Cheryl Lee is absolutely wonderful. In that particular movie.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm.
Never saw her in the, did she do a Tom Hanks Beatles type show? Was she in that thing you do?
Which actress do?
Cheryl Lee.
Cheryl Lee.
Yeah, she played Laura Palmer in the Twin
right,
show.
The right. Victim think, of the crime. Yes.
Yeah, there was. Sherilyn Finn was in the Jack Ruby movie. And,
I heard the Jack Ruby movie wasn't that groovy.
Rained so hard the day I left, the weather was
I can
so
dig
dry.
It.
Sun so hot, a foolish Susanna.
They ought to have a
another
JFG movie about all of the redaction lifting from the Trump team. It just basically all that was revealed were social security numbers and points of interest, points of contact.
Yes, everybody got doxed. Whose personal information was revealed, but then and the families of all the judges who have been holding Trump in jail are also being threatened and sent a million pizzas on midnight SWAT raids and stuff like that. Because they dare oppose.
It was out on the prairie one bright summer night. Yeah. They broke out the whiskey and Betsy got tight.
Like,
she whooped and she hollered and danced for the plane. And she showed her bare arse
right.
to the whole
so, you know,
wagon
like
train.
Oodling
for
the
oodling for
the because that would be like a keyword search. And it's like, oh, they said it. Get him. They're obviously conspiring. We already have half of England.
Well, here's an interesting. This is a love comic about little
two stars
spilling his guts.
Keep not their motion in one sphere. Nor shall this England brook a double reign of Harry Percy and the Prince of Wales.
Boy who
nor shall it, Harry.
My planet,
for the
my
time boy. Has come to end the one of us.
But my God, damn planet must be mine. Go out with me. Silly, my people.
How does that help?
Later he meets Mary. Hi, Mary. Hello, little monkey boy.
Mary, monkey boy.
With me, and he slices his belly up and in his
oh no, not this story. Repulsive.
Like go to the moon with
who needs enemies?
Chemtrails. Chemtrails.
It's not my planet, monkey boy.
And stink lines rise from his guts.
Yeah, when you cut somebody open, it smells bad. You're smelling what shouldn't be smelled because it should be inside, but now it's outside.
The haunted tugboat.
Another indignity of death is the terrible smell it has.
Little Toot goes west, you know, or goes bad, rather. He's like, oh, he's dark and evil now.
Dino Boy adventure. Dino Boy, or some call him Dino Boy, story was the episode of the haunted tugboat.
Yes, particularly. Never mind the haunted tugboat.
One might say poignant story.
What about the heroin episode? What was that called?
The tugboat.
It was called Downtown Dino Boy. That you should read that one. Also, the one about his terrible marriage and divorce, which is called The Bride of Dino Boy.
Unpleasant things. I
it's
wish
somewhat hard to find these comics, but they, you know, I'm convinced that there are some people who like them.
Represent anything connected to Hanna-Barbera's
character
similarly named, identically worded, but not
just a moment,
closed,
please.
At some preferred an appropriate distance
now,
apart.
Look at this. Look at this.
But that makes it sound like Dean Martin or something.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not Dino. It's people say dinosaur. It's a dinosaur. He's half dinosaur, more than half. He's all dinosaur except for his head. The head of an all-American youngster.
Hey, you cratiny beatniks, there's going to be a heist.
Dino Boy, or Dino Boy, however you wish to
says Herodotus
pronounce his name.
His accounts of their continual warfare with the one-eyed Aramaspians.
Oh yes, those guys who have their a single eyeball in the center of their chest, no head, and the mouth is down there too. You know that.
The one eye set in the chest region, and the mouth slightly below it, and the brain was inside.
And the brain may no longer be the boss, especially when you get the blood bank blues.
I've got the blood bank blues. I didn't pay my dues. They shut me off. I've got the blood bank blues. How could they refuse to give me a pint or two? I'm sick and tired of being treated so. All I really need is a little cargo. I've got the blues. Those old blood bank blues.
I got the blood bank blues.
When the red corpuscles meet with the light, it makes for a wonderful treat. Your top of the round, that is just my meat. All of the living's banks close in the afternoon, but that is much too soon. But for the vampire's trust, it is a midnight must, when the moon is full and new. All deposits and withdrawals then must be done after 10. I got the blues. Those old blood bank blues. Let me in, wee oo. I'm dry as a bone.
All right. For he hath large nails on his feet, as great as it were horns of oxen, and of those they make cups there to drink of, and of his ribs they make bows to shoot with. In Madagascar, another famous traveler, Marco Polo, heard the roch spoken of, and at first understood this as a reference to the uccello grifone, the griffin bird. In the Middle Ages, the symbolism of the griffin is contradictory. An Italian bestiary says that it stands for the devil. Usually it is an emblem of Christ, and this is how Isidore of Seville explains it in his Etymologies. Christ is a lion because he reigns and has great strength, and an eagle because, after the resurrection, he ascended to heaven. In Canto 29 of the Purgatorio, Dante has a vision of a triumphal chariot, the church, drawn by a griffin. Its eagle portion is golden, its lion portion, while mixed with red in order to signify, according to the commentaries, Christ's human nature. White, slightly reddened, gives the color of human flesh. The commentators are recalling the description of the beloved in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. My beloved is white and ruddy. His head is as the most fine gold. Others feel that Dante wished to symbolize the Pope, who is both priest and king. Didron, in his Manuel de Icon,
Pornographie Chrétienne, 1845, writes, "The Pope, as pontiff or eagle, is borne aloft to the throne of God to receive his commands, and as lion or king walks on earth with strength and might."
Attention must be paid.
And you'll be splashing in the Olympic-sized acid-filled swimming pool.
Yes, and it's real.
Here's the shoe polish stand.
As a subgenius, you'll be entitled to benefits which last your entire lifetime, however long that may be. There'll be a place for the wife and the kids, not to mention the old folks. And it's all happening at Subgenius Acres and Condominium Terrace Golf Club.
Subgenius sending
If you're a subgenius, you can stand
on a speech party.
Subgenius.
City for banned by seer and god and devil, in glory less than Tyre or fabled Yeas, but more than they in mere surpassing evil. Yea, black Atlantis, fallen beneath dim seas for sinful lore and rites to demons done, bore not the weight of such iniquities. Your altars with a primal foulness run, where the worm hears the thousand-throated hymn, and all the sunsets write your malice on, and all the stars, unrolled from heaven's rim, declare the doom which I alone may read in moving ciphers, numberless and dim. O city, consecrate to crime and greed, O scorner of the Muses' messenger, within your heart the hidden maggots breed. Against your peers the nether seas confer, against your towers the typhoons in their slumber, in sealed abysms darkly mutter and stir. They dream the day when earth shall disencumber her bosom of your sprawled and beetling piles, when tides that bore your vessels without number shall turn your hills to foam in shrouded isles, and, ebbing, leave but slime and desolation, ruin and rust through all your riven miles. On you shall fall a starker devastation than came upon Tulum and Tarshish old. In you shall dwell the last abomination. The dust of all your mansions and the mold shall move in changing mounds and clouds disparted about the wingless air, the footless wold. The sea, withdrawn from littorals desert-hearted, shall leave you to the silence of the sky, a place forlorn, fordone, unnamed, uncharted, where naught molests the sluggish crotali.
Microphone switch.
There. As long as I don't touch it. It works. And that's Radio Valencia for you. Jim Crack, rundown equipment. No, I shouldn't say.
And in fact, it's actually against the rules. It's against the Radio Valencia creed to criticize the equipment. And has it not truly been said, the poor workman who brings his tools? Or to put it a different way, let it be a challenge to you.
But that's all part of the great channel feed. The population of the world is so small. Thus, those miniature submolecular worlds that only Dr. Gavolfram has.
They're really tiny, and time goes very rapidly there. I mean, goes rapidly here while you're there. No, it goes rapidly there while you're here. That's what it says.
This is the anti-caller who has put together right
now. And it's an infinitesimal amount of time of flash. So if you're fortunate enough to be able to return to this world, essentially no time will have passed, even though you may have spent what was subjectively quite a long time.
I'm glad to have that explained properly.
Particle.
The Night of the Long Pipe is a rather sad episode in our history. We don't like to go.
She's the girlfriend of the whirling dervish. She's the sweetest one he's found. But every night by the mellow moonlight, while he's out dervishing with all his might, she gives him the runaround. All the boyfriends of the whirling dervish are his best friends to his face. But there's no doubt when he isn't about, they all come hurrying to take her out. She leads him a dizzy pace. He dreams of a Hindu honeymoon. He doesn't know that every night when he goes out to make another groupie, she stays home and makes a lot of whoopee. Oh, that whirling dervish would be mad. Oh, the love song of the whirling dervish is a sweet and tender sound. But will he brain if he ever does learn it? While he's doing her a real good turn, she gives him the run around. People say when he's away, she lets that record player play. She loves to hear those hot musicians jiving. So here they come with the rum-tum-tum, the clarinet, and the big bass drum. You'd think that Benny Goodman was arriving. All night long they strive to beat the band. All night long they try to win her hand. Alibaba belts out the song of India on his brand new flugelhorn. She couldn't be much colder when she turns a shapely shoulder and she says he's full of corn. The noise woke the Maharaja. He told her, I played bass when I was down in Cuba. Maybe I can win her on the tuba. Boom, 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 boom. So she listens to the Maharaja. And he tries to keep it stout. But she won't have a single bit. She is going to be rejecting it. She says, throw that oboe out. She's got her nervish, throwing him a curvish with a pain he just don't deserve-ish. Poor old whirling dervish.
Silens perdiem universus. Nec sine horrore secretus est. Lucet nocturnibus ignis. Chorus aegipanum undique personatur. Audiuntur cantus tibiarum. Tinnitus cymbalorum per oram maritimam. Man is born under trouble as the sparks fly upward. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. A foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Now remember what I did tell thee about closing up the old show prematurely. That moment is coming. It is here. As Hanush, the cosmic space spider, once remarked, everything in the universe has a beginning and an end, including the universe itself. And so, we are now closing down the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio. We are putting the sign in the window, drawing the drapes, packing up, because it is in our interest to get over to the tattoo parlor a block away and start drawing cartoons with the young underground cartoonists who are up doing just that. This has been my practice. And so I have to bring the show to heel, to stifle its motion and continuance, because I need the time to put everything away before I head over there. And if I do have extra time, or whether I do or not, I play music. So it must be. But next week there will be another episode of Ask Dr. Hal, perhaps with a familiar guest. We must wait and see. As we watch this 16mm film of ducks bobbing on a pond, this is supposed to tell us something about the transitory nature of time. So picturesque. How magnificent the setting sun. His glory fills the heavens. His going forth is from the end of the heaven in his circuit unto the ends of it, even unto the end of the world. And so, sadly, but having explained the reason that I do come to this premature end, we might extend the show some other time, I don't know. I wish you a beef fondue, and good night, and good morning.